Squiz Kids acknowledges the traditional owners of the lands on which we podcast, the Turrbal and Combermary people.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Hello and welcome to Squiz Kids Today, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corbett. It's Monday, March 25. In Squiz Kids Today, a princess bears her soul. Hindu festival of Holi begins. Formula One takes over Melbourne and the $500,000 space meal. That's what's making news, kids style.
The lowdown.
The big news over the weekend was the announcement by Princess Catherine from the British royal family that she is undergoing treatment for cancer, putting an end to weeks of speculation about why she had not been seen in public. Cancer is an illness that affects many millions of people around the world. Maybe someone in your family has had or currently has cancer. If it's found early, it can often be treated because medicine and doctors and treatments these days are so very advanced. Speaking about her cancer, the princess said she had wanted to take time to find the right words to explain to her children, Prince George, Princess Charlotte, and Prince Louis, who's only 6 years old, exactly what was happening inside her body and reassure them that she was going to be okay. The other big news over the weekend came out of Tasmania, where an election took place to see who the people who lived there wanted to run their state government. In the end, it was super close, with the Liberal Party's Jeremy Rockcliffe just managing to pip his Labour Party opponent to the post. Having far less trouble attracting supporters over the weekend was Tassie's new AFL team, the Tasmania Devils. Since launching in the middle of last week, the Devils have signed up more than 165,000 members. Which, considering Tassie's population is just over 500,000, that is a pretty solid effort. Go the Devils!
Spin the globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a news story from wherever it stops. And today we've landed in India, where today marks the start of the most colourful holy day in the world. It's called Holi, H-O-L-I, and it marks the end of the Northern Hemisphere winter and the start of spring there, where people celebrate by throwing brightly coloured powders and water bombs at one another. Sounds fun. You might have seen photos of it, or maybe you're one of the almost 700,000 Hindus in Australia who celebrate it. There are generally parties and parades and people in the street hurling pink, blue and yellow powders at one another, or squirting each other with water pistols, as well as feasting on delicious treats. A perfect excuse to get seriously messy.
Time.
A record crowd, a comeback kid, an engine explosion, and a fourth placing Aussie. Yesterday's Formula One Australian Grand Prix pretty much had it all. More than 400,000 people streamed through the gates of Melbourne's Albert Park over the weekend to watch the fastest cars on earth race against one another. In the end, Ferrari's Carlos Sainz took the checkered flag, which is F1 speak for win, despite only just recovering from surgery to have his appendix removed. What a comeback. It was a good day for the Italian carmaker Ferrari, whose other driver, Charles Leclerc, came in second. And while it wasn't a great day for the office for Red Bull's Max Verstappen, whose engine caught fire early on in the race, it was a great day at the track for Australia's Oscar Piastri, who finished fourth in front of his hometown crowd. Get your motors running.
Spaced out.
And so it's off into space we go, where tourists are being asked to pay $500,000 for a meal. So, hang on a minute, there are tourists in outer space? Well, not yet, but as more and more companies invest in rockets and spacecraft, more and more people with piles of cash are lining up to have the once-in-a-lifetime experience of travelling into space. In this case, it's a space balloon called Space Perspective. And for a cool $500,000, you too could float gently up into space just beyond the Earth's atmosphere and hover there in orbit for a few hours while one of the world's best chefs prepares a special meal. I've stuck a link to a video of it all in today's episode notes. Sounds to me like a meal that could only be described as out of this world. And yeah, alright, that's one of my worst dad jokes yet. Must be getting to the end of the term. Speaking of getting towards the end of term, a little bit of mid-podcast housekeeping to let you know that we're following the Queensland school holidays this term and we'll be breaking for a fortnight from this coming Friday. Good Friday. But don't worry, we've got a whole bunch of bumper school holiday quizzes and shortcuts and Squiz the World programming lined up to keep you entertained. Just make sure you've subscribed to Squiz Kids in your favourite podcasting app and you won't miss a thing.
Q&A call out.
Who looks after the money in your house? Who decides what it gets spent on? Imagine being in charge of how the Australian government spends all of the money that it has. Because that's what a man called Jim Chalmers does. He's the country's treasurer. And get this, he's agreed to take the Squiz Kids hot seat and answer any questions you might have for him. Like, what does a treasurer actually do? Is there any actual treasure involved? And do you need a map to find it? And if so, does that actually make him a pirate? So many questions. We've got a couple of Squiz Kids water bottles to give away for the best questions, plus a pile of Squiz Kids stickers to give away for the best set of classroom questions. So, don't just sit there. Send in the question or questions you'd like to ask Australia's treasurer. We'll pick the best 10 and put them to him. Send your questions to squizkids@thesquiz.com.au. And thank you to those classrooms who have already sent in questions, with a shout-out to Ms. Phelan's class from Rochdale State School in Brisbane. What a smart bunch you are.
Time for the quiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. Which Aussie state held an election over the weekend? Yeah, that's right, it was Tasmania. Question number two, how much will a fancy meal in space cost some lucky space tourists? Yep, that's right, $500,000. Whoa! Question number three, which Formula One team won yesterday's Australian Formula One Grand Prix? Yeah, well done if you said Ferrari.
Shoutouts.
It's March 25. Today is a birthday for Cold Heart and Dua Lipa singer Elton John, who just also happens to be one of the most successful musicians of modern times. It's also a very special day for these Squiz Kids celebrating a birthday today and tomorrow. Max from Cobbity, Harry from Roseville, Hunter from Rathmines, Mahika from Mount Waverley, Maximilian from Dover Heights, Caleb from Mount Riverview, Sailor from North Kellyville, Benjamin from Picton, Vincent from Forest Lake, Leo from Castle Hill, Harriet and Beatrice from Ballarat, Jackson from Wilton, Harry from Prahn, Smithy from Nightcliff, Isla from Freshwater, John from Wagga Wagga, Phoenix from Cecil Park, and Ollie from North Avoca. And belated birthday shout-outs go to Zabi from Brisbane, Indy from Gulgong, Will from Brighton, James from Horsley Park, Oscar from Canberra, Asher and Owen from Gladstone, Alia and Ava from Yarrawonga, Jada from Dubbo, and Sebastian, who's listening all the way over there in Singapore. And classroom shout-outs today go to, there's a lot of you, Mrs. Cole's class at Redeemer Lutheran School in Nuriupta, Class 9-10 polling with Mrs. Power and Suzanne at Martyr Day Primary School in Camden. Class 6A with Miss Pearson, Cam and Nicole at Echuca Primary School, Class 5-6 HD with Mrs. Hibbert and Ms. Delore at Cardiff South Public School, Years 5 and 6 with Ms. Hetherington at Lizu Catholic Primary School in Torquay, and Class 6S with Mr. Simpson at the Hutchins School in Sandy Bay. And finally today, a very special shout out to Class 6D at St. Brendan's Catholic Primary School in Mackay, and a very happy birthday to their teacher, Miss Dine. Oh, and a little shout out to my friends at Cannon Hill State School. Can't wait to see you guys tomorrow, along with Queensland Education Minister Di Farmer. We're going to have us some Newshounds-inspired fun. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout out, or if you're after a classroom shout out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au or fill out the form on our website. Well, that's all we have time for. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids today. We'll be back again tomorrow with a very special Squiz Kids shortcut on Easter, its religious significance, plus where the Easter Bunny began and how Easter came to be the chocolate-munching fest that it is today. In the meantime, get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out.